Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. It ain't nothing like being free, brothers and sisters. I tell you, freedom doesn't come cheap. Christ paid it all for us, and we should enjoy it to the highest. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy that you all could join us today for a word of prayer. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill, and like that, Granny Renee, sure be nice to have a little sandwich there if she's available to do a sandwich. But first, we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to see if Evangelist Renee able to give us a sandwich. Hallelujah. Pastor Bill from Akron.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Colossians, the 3rd chapter, in the 16th verse. It says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Amen, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, giving you thanks for another day, thanking you for our pastor, thanking you for the listeners and those that are listening by internet, Father God. We give you thanks today, Father God. And Lord, we just want you, Father God, to guide us and open up our hearts and our ears, so and our spirit, so that we can receive the word that Pastor teaches, Father God. And we ask that you'll continue, Lord, to crown his head with wisdom and knowledge and understanding from on high as we receive the word. Bless all those, Father God, that are sick and shut in. We ask that you will be with Minister Tanya Carter today as she has surgery on her knee, Father God. We pray that everything, Father God, goes well and that you will receive the glory, Father God, and be with all those that are sick and shut in and those who ask us to keep them lifted up in prayer. Father God, we pray for the bereaved families and all those that are going through, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way, and you said you'll keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And you also said in your word, by your stripes we're healed. So, Father God, we're just praying, Father God, that we will receive these words. And as Pastor teaches, that the word is alive and that we are alive in Christ Jesus, and that we'll continue, Lord, to do those things you would have us to do, because we are blessed coming in and blessed going out, Father God, and let us also be a blessing to others. Lord, we bind up anything and everything that's not like you right now in the name of Jesus, and we're pleading the blood of Jesus on us all, Father God. And Lord, we give you praise. Now, Lord, open up our hearts and our mind to receive the word, and then let us carry this word and share the word with others. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Let's see if Evangelist Renee is able to give us a sandwich. Evangelist Renee, are you available?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go. Can you hear me? One in, or whatever it is.
Huh?
I just say hello.
Hello. Stop. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Good morning to all the listeners, Pastor Bell, Pastor Bean, and all our saints. We're going to give you a sandwich. It's been a long time.
Oh, amen. I like some of them folks down south. I'm going to give you a sandwich.
I get it from you, Pastor.
Okay. I know you're feeling good because Cleveland won, but go ahead, honey. We'll talk about that another time.
Don't go there.
Okay. Our first piece of prayer will come from 1 Corinthians 13. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
Mm.
It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always
perseverance.
Okay, let's see the best we have for you. I know our God is good all the time.
Yes.
I know that. Come on. Well, our God is good all the time, and all the time he is good. That is a fact.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is also a fact.
Amen.
He's going to provide all our needs, not our wants.
All right.
So we thank him. We thank him. We thank him. I wanted to get another verse. Okay. I guess we're just going to say, the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want.
Mm-hmm.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. And of course, thank you, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. This week, and I'm just still praying about the real subject matter, but for right now, we're talking about it's clear or clear we are an epistle of Christ. That's what you are. You are an epistle of Christ. And not any kind of epistle, but a chosen epistle. See, it's time, brothers and sisters, that we declare what God has declared over our lives.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. So we read yesterday from Colossians 3, and we're going to go back there and revisit, I think it's about the 12th verse, and we won't read all the way to the 25th, but we're going to read, and we'll discuss it, and then we'll read some more as the Spirit guide us and direct us, okay? So we're going to read from 12, let's read two of these verses first. As pastor to do that, I wanted to go to 2 Corinthians as well, because I think that's where we got our subject from. So let's go to 2 Corinthians first. Sorry about that, brothers and sisters, but we're going to go to 2 Corinthians 3:3. Hallelujah. You want to read that for us, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. 2 Corinthians 3:3 from the King James. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Amen.
Amen. And we had a translation yesterday, but I think I'll read it out, the Living Translation, kind of like what it said, because it says, clearly you are a ladder. Christ on the result of our ministry among you. This letter is written not with pen and ink, but with the spirit of a living God. It is carved, not on table or stone, but on human hearts. Man, that's powerful. But
yeah.
A little bit insight of what's going on. You have to know what Paul was dealing with. You see what was going on? There was a lot of false teachers. They had started carrying these, well, I'm just going to say false letters of recommendation to authenticate their authority. And it is of no certain term. Paul stated that he needed no such letter. Now, I want y'all to understand what's going on here. See, if you truly a child, you don't need no letter. Folks, I know when people used to say, get a letter. You come to this church, you join it by Christian experience or by letter and all that foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't need no letter.
All right.
So that's how Paul addressing it. And you got to have that little background to understand why he said this. I mean, to just read this, it doesn't make any sense. But if you know what's really going on here, it makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
So what Paul recognized that these people were bragging about So what Paul did was let them know that he didn't need no such letter. The believers to whom Paul and the company preached were enough of a recommendation. So Paul did use the letter of introduction. However, many times he wrote them on behalf of like other people, like in Romans 16:1-2. When you read, and like Timothy, okay, Paul would address them to let them know, just to give you an illustration, that precede whatever was coming. So over there in Romans 16:1-2, would you read that, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. Which is a servant of the church, which is at Cynthia, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatever business she had need of, for she had been a succorer of many and of myself also. Amen.
Okay, so thank you, Pastor. So you can get to a lot of these different scriptures. I think about Timothy, how Paul would write. I think about 1 Corinthians 16:10-11. See, these letters help Paul's trust companion and friends find a welcome, environment into the places that they went. So he'd give them a letter. But the letter that he gave them was not to identify who they really were. So when he gets to the third verse, Paul says something like, I mean, he actually used a more powerful introduction, because he said, actually he quoted from the famous Old Testament passage, when you think about it, the day of promise, that the new heart and was already here, like over in Jeremiah 31:33. We won't read all these scriptures today, but I just want to get this so I can get to where I need to get to. And I just want the readers and hearers to understand that when Paul says to us in 2 Corinthians 3, for as much as ye are fleshly, he says, we've been declared epistles, Christ ministers.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling them that they didn't need a letter, that there was something going to be greater. I'm going to let her read this first. In Jeremiah 31 and 33, you want to read that for me, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. Put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Amen.
So this has to do more with the fact of the new covenant. It's a new covenant meant that the laws was in our hearts now. So what Paul did was address this. It wasn't just manifest, but he said it's declared to be the epistles of the ministers by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. This is what God had promised us.
Mm-hmm.
But it was for those who trust and had in Christ, trust in the new covenant that was being offered. So there were those that were still trying to trust in the old covenant. So let me be clear with this. Paul was not boasting, but he gave God the credit for all of his accomplishment. Wow. These false teachers boast pretty much of their own power and prestige. Paul expressed his humanly, I want to say admiration before God, and no one can claim to be anything without God. So
mm-hmm.
Paul wrote this in such a fashion to let the people know that without the Holy Spirit enabling our natural talents can carry us only so far. So we needed the Holy Spirit to take us, for a better way to say it, over the hump. You know, sometimes you need that boost to get you over. And that's what Paul was saying here. Is that that's what the Holy Spirit did, and he wrote it, and it's part of our heart. It's who we are. So in that, we went on to Colossians, and that's where we want to pick this up at, in 3, and I said 12 through 14. That's probably about as much as we're going to be able to really get into. In 12, and 14, it reads like this. Well, maybe I do 12, 13, and 14. It says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy, beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also forgive ye. And above all these things, put on charity, but which is the bound of perfectness. Hallelujah.
Amen. Reading from the New Living Translation. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humbleness, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's fault. Forgive anyone who offends you, remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. Amen.
Amen. We are God's elect. And let me take a minute to kind of get into that. I was going to wait till tomorrow, but I'm being led to, and we'll pick this up tomorrow right there. But I want to tell you, you got to know for yourself that you've been chosen. See, because that's what elect means. You're not average.
Mm-hmm.
You're not common. You got to know you have been chosen. In other words, you was preferred. I want to make this by plain as I know. You're like God's favorite. He picked you out of a lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And I go ahead and say he picked you out of the first lineup.
All right now.
You are an elect. You were singled out from a number of people, even in your family, around churches and different places. God chose you. So you can hear this message of what he's saying about you. Because, see, you don't want to be rich. You want to be just what he said. You are an elect. You're the best. You was chosen.
Thank you.
You're a royal, chosen priesthood. You've been chosen, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
But we got to come to what we accept what God said. So individually, carefully, God selected us as being in the best class. I kind of like that definition. I was reading stuff, and it's like God chose us to be in the upper class. See, when you get chosen, you go to the next level.
All right.
Like that was priesthood, but we're chosen for a royal priesthood. Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
You
Amen.
Covenant, we were chosen for the new couple, the new covenant.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. We're prime. We've been chosen. We're prime, like prime state, prime. We're prime.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got to start seeing ourselves like that. And I don't mean to be prideful like that, but we'll break that down before the week's out because I want you to see that God chose you to be top. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're not an ordinary witness, but you're the best out there. You dominate. How about that one? That's why he chose you for that. That's why he chose us. So we could dominate, not just to be average. Anybody could be average. God is not looking for it. He's looking for the best. So when he chose you and he calls your name, you know, you're the upper class.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
But you have to see yourself that way. The Bible says it, but then you have to see that you're not written like anyone else. You're very special.
Thank you, Lord.
And yours is in the heart. That's what Paul was saying. You know, ours is in the heart. You know, not with ink, but we are living epistle. It was the spirit of God, the living God. Not in table like everybody else have, but we're a living epistle. And that's what you are. That's what I say you are. Well, how can you say? Because that's what the word of God say we are. So I'm going to start saying what the word of God say. He said that's what you are. That's what you are. You don't have to agree with your neighbors because that's where there's something else. You don't have to be that. You can be what the word of God say. You got to know you've been chosen. You're special to God.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's how you see us.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to leave it right there. Anyone have any comments, anything they want to say, press 1.
Well, Pastor, I just want to read that last verse you spoke of from 1 Peter chapter 2 and reading it from the Message Bible. It says, but you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do his work and speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he made for you, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. Amen.
Amen. God did this. I want to say. I want to say God did this. When he said, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy, beloved. God did this. God did
this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He the one that said, put this stuff on. Now, I know last week, we've been talking about the armor. But listen, brothers and sisters, but because you've been chosen and you're an elect, these are the things that you need to have on. And we're going to talk about all the stuff that Christians need to have on. But I'm going to tell you, see, go beyond Ephesians 6. If you limit that to Ephesians 6, you're going to always be, you'll be a warrior, but you'll never be a superior officer.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm going to say that again. You'll never be a superior officer. You'll just be somebody out there on the battlefield. But when you bless God, start putting on the elect, as the elect of God, you're going to put on holiness, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness, meekness, long-suffering. You're going to start dealing with some folks. You're going to learn to forgive the day before. See, when people see that, then they see that living epistle. Do that make sense? Huh? Then once you put on this here elect stuff, they began to see your jewelry. They began to see your stripes. Yeah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Living epistle. Anyone else? But that's where we're going to pick it up tomorrow. Anyone else? Hallelujah.